Mike.
Yes. Yes.
Mike Petkus.
Yes. Yes.
What is that? No.
It is a
Jason's very nervous.
It's a
paperish quality material.
Paperish. Paperish quality. But yet unpaperish.
In its ability to not burn, yes. And well, at least at lower temperatures.
To take shapes on the way down.
I'm sure if it was near the sun, it would melt.
But it wouldn't melt. What do you think?
If it was near the sun, it could get it.
I think.
I don't know, Jason, I think a black hole near the sun would.
No, because
it wouldn't be really near the sun.
The sun would be sucking the sun into it.
Yeah.
But still, it is a black hole. And it isn't either.
I don't believe in them. I've never seen one. I don't believe in them. When I meet one face to face, when I shake hands with one, I believe in them.
So what you're saying is you don't believe in the President of the United States, George Bush. You don't think he's.
I've seen George Bush, damn it. I've seen George Bush at McHenry County College. Yes, I have. I've seen George Bush. I believe in him. I saw him in person. MCC. He was in my I believe in him.
You're blown out of the water. Was he president of the United States right then?
Well, he was vice president. He was blown out of
the water. How do you know he's the president?
Because my mother told me, and she's never wrong.
He's got you there.
Our mother is never
She's
wrong.
Our mother, and she's never wrong.
Well, then that's the only thing you got me on, is that your mother's never wrong. You have never seen George Bush as president of the United States. You don't know he's the president.
He's seen George Bush, just not as the president of the United States.
I saw him as vice president.
But then how do you know he's the president of the United States?
I saw him as vice president.
So, then you know he's the vice president. But no, how do you know he's the president of the United States? Have you seen him since then?
Well,
you
he just was over last night.
It could be a big scam.
He was over last night. Playing your guitar. Is that okay? No. He's not very good.
But how do you know your name is Mike Petkus? How do you know that those... How do you know anything? How do you know that maybe God is sending you telepathic messages and you're really just a little piece of slime? On the ground, quivering piece of slime with messages coming into you.
Well, I never said I wasn't.
So, nope, just yesterday I heard you say
slime, and I resent that comment. I am a squivering piece of slime, damn it.
Alright,
new topic.
Topic change.
Where'd you get this pumpkin, Mike?
I grew it.
No, you didn't.
I didn't come before an argument. Well, obviously this is made in Taiwan, so... You went pretty far. You went there last weekend, Mike.
I don't know, I've never seen one.
He flew a southbound one.
So that's what they built.
I'm willing to bet either you two that I can steal the southbound one. I'm gonna go down, go to the hangar, just sneak in, open up the doors, taxi down the runway. And if anyone stops me, I'll say, I'm test pilot. Yeah, test pilot, yeah.
And then they say, well, who are you? What are you doing? They say, shh, quiet. It's a secret. Classified information.
You know the no scare stuff? So I'm just gonna test fly. So see you later. And I'll bring it back and I'll land it right there. In that field over there? By the nursing school? Let's just land the stuff on there.
I'm pretty sure I can build one. Using ordinary materials at your hardware store.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We could probably, well, using our computers, probably develop the metal alloy that we use for the skin.
We could do that. Yes.
We've got the computer, bro. We can run it, buy computers and all that stuff. Got all the computer technology right there.
Oh, yeah. We took our 6502 microprocessors. And
yeah, I mean, like, what's the claim of a stealth planner can fly under radar?
Or evades radar.
No.
I mean, they're just going to need to make
Have you seen it evade radar?
Nope, because all I've got, it's evaded on my radar, so I don't know if it's evaded it or not. I haven't picked it up on any of my...
You have your own radar station?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you've seen it fly past your
no,
radar
No, I just have never seen any detection of it, and I know it's been... I know, they're, I know, so the, I know the government
I mean.
Is spying on me.
Well, that's what I, exactly what I mean. Because it just... I think they're claiming to evade radar.
No, I know the government... Oh, the government has been using it to spy on me, Mike, and I have my own radar station.
But how do you know they're using that to spy on you?
Because they wouldn't have built something that expensive unless it was for me somehow, indirectly or directly. Use it for me to find out about me
spy on me.
Well, find out what?
Just to find out what I'm up to. The government wants to know. They've always been curious what I've been up to. They've always been spying on me. In fact, they're listening right now. In fact, I would even bet that our very words are being recorded as we speak, Mike. I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it at all.
I think you're
full of shit. You're always thinking that there's someone recording what we're saying. You're so fucking paranoid.
Who, me?
Yes,
I always think there's someone recording what we're saying. Man, there's no... well, maybe...
What, if you see a tape recorder around here anyways?
Well, you don't think they just have a cheap old Lloyd's realistic type tape player right in the middle of the table to you? It'd be tiny, tiny little pinhead type receivers and microphones planted everywhere. Surgically implanted in your throat, perhaps, while you slept that night. With little batteries.
Little nuclear power batteries.
Yep.
For centuries.
Forever. Centuries. Planted right in your throat. Government will do it, Mike. And since you live with me, I no doubt you're a bug too.
I have yet to see the stealth bomber even fly. It just,
yeah, because I
brought it up here.
It's the bottom line. If it's not flying, it does not work. I don't think it even flies. I've never even seen it. I've never seen it evade radar. No one's ever seen it evade radar. How do we know it can evade radar? I don't believe it.
Maybe it's just a scam. Maybe it's just a.
That's a scam.
It's just a bunch of people.
Who would be involved in a military contract like that? It's big businesses, right?
Right.
And there's big bucks flowing around. Somehow, you got big bucks flowing around up there somewhere. Somebody's buying new cars and new houses, and they're saying that all car. Well, the stealth bomber cost
$65 billion each.
And exactly, when it probably only cost them, you know, maybe
50 bucks.
50 bucks is a top.
It's probably
a punk of shit.
It's probably just a single engine plane with like that. You know what I mean? Like
the big old
plane inside.
They probably just took the engines out of an old beat-up DC-10, threw them in there. They just got some jet thing that can barely fly. They're going, yeah, this baby can evade radar, you know. Yeah, right. And putting a big price tag on it. And they're using all their money for...
Oh, you can't afford it? Well, it's not going to evade radar. And you've already spent millions.
Did you read that? Well, the radar evading option is now not open to you if you want to get on it. Exactly.
It's got a big window exactly sticker on it, and it says radar evading option, $20 billion extra. Is what you're saying? It's kind of like a new car place?
You know, because you know some of the bolts on that baby probably cost them 50 bucks a bolt because they're all a bunch of knuckleheads.
Titanium, whatever, fuck.
Well, no, they're just regular bolts. It's just somehow they ended up paying 50 bucks a bolt because they're stupid. Probably how that thing cost them billions of bucks.
It's just
probably,
like
probably a hunk of shit. And what happened is they probably diverted all that money that was supposed to be spent on the thing, and it only cost a little bit. They had a bunch of money.
Into drug and sex parties.
Exactly.
What it is, they have these pages and pages of invoices and itemized cost lists of like all these things, and they just go throw a shot. Oh, bolts? No, who's going to bid? 50 bucks each.
Yeah, that's right.
60 bucks each.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, did you see any of you watch the news today? Did the Challenger get off or
bucks
whatever without blowing up? They launched that today, didn't they?
I think we hear about it right now.
Well, I mean, I haven't watched the news.
What happened?
Well, I guess I would have heard it from people outside.
What?
They launched a Challenger today. The one with that plutonium powered satellite on it, or whatever. That Saturn probe.
And if it blew up, everyone would die.
Well, in like south around Florida, they'd all get a good
dose. Well,
it's
going to go to Jupiter.
Yeah.
And it's just a space vehicle.
Is that the only reason they're going up there? They've always got secret military projects.
They don't mean just go around Earth.
No, I mean, what else is Challenger?
Back around Earth.
Challenger's always got like loads of pro like, you know, things like they take honeybees up and like little kids have science projects and
what?
The military's always got some sneaky secret things they won't tell nobody about.
The little kids, what did you say?
Well, like, I remember like one time they had like some little like high school kids
one
come
time,
up with.
Yeah, they had some high school kids.
With like science projects.
Just to see what? Just to see. They also brought like, what did they bring up there? And it got loose. They brought like a fly or something, and it got loose. So when they wanted to see how it could fly in weightlessness. I don't know, something. They had problems.
And they had like bees.
They got away, and they had problems flying in. With like flying smack into the ceiling because it was used to having just take off, repel itself into the water.
They should have something bigger, like a.
I don't know. Because it would fly towards something, but it would keep going and never
bald
land.
Eagle. They should have, like, big, huge bald eagles or crows or something flying around to see how they handle.
But don't you remember something? That was like a flea or something. It was on the news. They had their crackage.
A flea?
Flea or a fall fly. Something very small. Got loose.
Then there's a flea loose. Oh, my God.
It crawls into a little electric circuit somewhere and burns, shorts out the whole thing.
And they're just orbiting forever.
That'd be pretty intense.
Well, what was about the children's projects?
Like, yeah, one kid had a honeycomb. One kid had a... I remember they took bees up or something, watching how they, like,
Some kids brought, yes, something.
Bees. But how would that be up to some influential guy with his stupid son?
Yeah.
No, it was some kind of contest.
Nationwide contest.
It was a nationwide contest is how it worked out. And yeah, they got to get design like little projects. They had to be like in a real small little space, real confined. It had to be like, I don't know, I don't even know if it had a certain weight limit to it. You know, it costs a lot for the problem. Basically comes down to cost per problem.
But actually, aren't those disposable huge Titan missiles that we used to have, and like the Russians still have, those big huge disposable things? Aren't those turn out to be way cheaper than this Challenger deal? A better deal? Because like, what, the busiest space...
Well, look at this. You have a, I honestly don't know, but right off the bat, look at the Russian lifter. It can launch 100 tons of payload into space.
Which one are you talking?
The biggest one, the best one. I thought you were saying that we know of. Yeah, it lifts 100 tons for sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's just fat. It lifts 100 tons for sure. And ours can lift only 30. So right away, every time they send something up, we'd have to send three things, and not even still, we wouldn't send up as much stuff in space as that. Obviously, space-wise, they're way ahead of us.
Because they have the biggest space port in the...
They tend to have some accidents once in a while, and I'm sure we don't know about all the accidents they've had. And
they just told us about a couple more, like one in 20, 30 years ago, where like 15, 20 people were killed or something on the ground. Because they have the busiest space like port in the world, don't they? They like launch something like every couple of weeks. They're launching off regular clockwork. They're big disposable.
And they've got the gas, and they just make big monster, huge engines that can just lift incredible amounts. Now I don't know. Obviously, their electrical technology could still easily be like 5 years behind us. It's possible, but you just wonder if all that's really important. Sure, the space shuttle's neat and everything. It's got all kinds of neat abilities, you know, it can pilot itself and everything.
Why do we even have people up in it then?
But exactly. You ask yourself that. Why do we? We don't really.
Because it's neater.
It's neater. We don't need to have anybody in the space shuttle. They can do everything on its own. Really? They fucking land on the dime in an airport.
All serious.
All automatic.
Well, why do they pilot?
Well, because, well, there's some.
Some guys, they always. If you ever pay attention to a launch, they, like, whoever's flying the plane down will say, and Captain Zinga Zanga who, whatever, is selecting the option to manually take down the shuttle today. And he's doing a good job of it, and he's going to be just about right on time with schedule, and yes, he's about 1 second off, and we have the back wheels down. Now the nose wheels down. Good job, you piloted the car. Oh, boy, that was a chance of a lifetime for him. Oh, yeah, sure. You know, if they felt uncomfortable, or they could just put on the automatic pilot, and
I guess they have some like man-made things.
Now the Russians, I'm sure, don't have anything like that. But do you really need cruise control? If you're sending guys up there, I mean.
Put on the $12 billion cruise control.
Where's the captain? Oh, he's taking a leak. Good thing we have this cruise control.
Hey, Russians, look at this. Hey, we got.
But don't the Russians have a space shuttle?
So they can ruin Russia.
Yeah, Russia has a space shuttle, and I guess it's got cruise control too. But
no, but have they used it?
Yeah, they piggybacked it on their big. They got a big airplane. It's an Antonov 134.
Supposedly,
it's called an Antonov 134.
No,
they can lift the most weight off. It's an Antonov-themed aircraft.
Yeah, just 20.
Who is it for, Mike?